We're glad you're here on Tuesday. Brother Freedom's here, and he's just loving God. He's so thankful. I've always known Brother Freedom to be a very thankful man. He's thankful for everything God has given him, and he's always thanking the Lord. He's here, and I believe he's going to be given a message. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. We love you, love you, love you. We thank you. You're beyond our imagination in goodness and holiness, and we just ask that you'd help us to live up to your standard by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise ye the Lord. You know, we're living the best time in the world, even the natural. That's why the natural man's not going to see the things of God, because he's so much things for him to grasp. He's not looking for God. He's looking for things. And these things distract us from the Spirit of God. They take us from living a holy life, a dedicated life. And they keep us in a pathway that's distant from God. A lot of people can't hear from the Spirit of God. Just the other day, and the Lord just says, very simple. Just said it very simple. They're too far from me. Now, that's really wonderful. So it behooves us and me, I want to serve as close as I can get. I want to get right on his where he's going, and I want to be ready. He don't even have to speak to me. I'm following. He don't have to. I'm there. I'm waiting, expecting me. You know, I've been expecting for a great big move of God this last day, but I don't know. But I believe him. I believe that God's got to do a supernatural work here this last hour, and the Holy Ghost is going to be here up to that time. And I believe that he's going to move in the hearts of those hearts that's made ready toward him, toward Jesus. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The family and everything else. Believing, that means got your whole heart in it. I accept it. I believe in it. I want all of it. I'm a hog. I'm piggy. I want it all. We need to be a little bit that way, piggy or hoggish for spiritual food. But no, we want to put it away. We let someone else have it. Oh, that's all. That's foolishness. But I'll tell you, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will not pass away. And the word says that perilous times are coming. And I believe perilous times are here. They're here. And us out here, you need to wake up this day, because there's things that's going to happen in the heavenlies, in this planet, that's beyond imagination. The turban heads and those kind of Easterns and all these type of people, they're going to soon be pushing for a one world order. And the Bible says it's going to be about the Antichrist. So, but all the nations are pushing at this time. They don't see nothing but great things in themselves. And when we call ourselves great, we lose out to the Lord. Bible says, what a profit man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul. What can a man give in exchange for a soul? There's nothing you have that tangible. And if you had all the money, the Fort Knox and the world, whatever, all the gold, the silver, there would be no way that you could pay for salvation. It's free. It's for whosoever is called upon the Lord, thou shalt be saved. The Holy Spirit and the love of Christ is beyond any description. It's beyond, I cannot think of a word that would come in and fit. See, God's all things. And yet he's so big, he made this planet, he made the other planets, he made the stars. And he calls them out by name. What a wonderful. He calls them out, he whirls them in space. Yet he's mindful of a little bitty planet down here at Earth. It was probably the smallest, I guess we're about the smallest around. I believe that the other planets are here because God chose to put it there. See, I believe that there's no mystery of God. God is real. What he does is perfect. We've got to accept what he's done. And that's really the first step after we receive Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. We got to receive what he's done. Oh, hard out there, you get so hard, you got to have your mind soft in the Lord. Ground that gets hard, they got to rip it apart to get it where it can even be done. Soft material can absorb what's around him. See, God made us we're to absorb him. And if we're hard, it just runs off us like a water off a duck's back. But if we take it by the Spirit and the love of God, the glory of God, you allow the Holy Ghost to be your leader. You have the Jesus Christ be the center of your heart. And through that, you become a blessing. Without that, you become a castaway. You become a troublemaker. You become evil. And we're to pursue the things that are good. When you read this wonderful this blessed, this glorious word, it satisfies, it stirs you, it takes away that kink out of your life. It takes away that despair, that unbelief. The church is just full of unbelief. The church is full of rottenness too. A lots of bad things in the church, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord just told me these things for a long time, but I found out now that they're true, because I'm finding out there's some way that you can find out. And a lot of churches are not preaching nothing. It's not even the word what they're doing. They're having the form of godliness, but denying that they don't want the power of God. They're denying it. We'll be frank, they deny anything that God has. Some of them think if they live a great right here, pretty soon they're going to be like God. You're going to feel like God when you're out in hell. I don't like to use that word hell, but it's for the unredeemed. The Bible says that Jesus came to his own. His own received him not. Who was his own? His life. And they received him not. But he, after he gave his life upon that cross, it was to whosoever will. God made John 3:16 come alive. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Anything that some people argue about, I don't argue about the Word of God. To each his own. Because I don't think, the Bible says there's no private interpretation. It came by the movement of God's Holy Ghost. And still, he is the one that gives you interpretation. He puts you straight. He puts you in a place of obedience. You look, the churches, Christians, a lot of times, are not very obedient. They're selfish. The opposite of selfish is giving. And they give to be seen, most of them. They give to the Lord to bless them by giving. And Ephesians talks about there's no way that we can, lest we boast. There's no way that we can have any part of it unless we as God's mankind would boast. And God sees boasting is not for him. So we need to come to the Lord with a tender heart. Like I just said, we need to have our body with a softness. That hard resist all the things of God. We need that my sheep know my voice. They come a call. For the Lord would say this day, my people are not ready. They're not even preparing. They're looking into their own habits, their own thoughts. They're looking for what they can do in this life that shows themselves as a somebody. And I say, I do not care for those somebodies because they need to have me in them to live through eternity. And I say, the distance is too far, the way is too crooked, and no man can make it without my help. The world is in the things of this world, but I say my church has started halfway correctly, and they're way distant at this day. They're doing their own calling. They're hearing the things they want to hear. Their preaching comes up with what they can think. There's no judgment in the church. It's all self. And self will bring you down to a place that one of these days, you'll say, why was I ever born? Why did I get down in this terrible place? Why didn't I choose good? I say there'll be multitudes in that day that'll say that. But I say, if you're not careful, you will say it too. You didn't seek me. My people, you need to call upon me. I wish for you to stir your lives. Stir up the hidden problems. Get rid of that falsehood about you. Get rid of that unforgiveness. Get rid of that jealousy. Get rid of that you think you're perfect. That hollow, a way above is so distant people. I say my church is very weak. They have great meetings all about success. They have meetings how to have more money. And while we're on money, says the Spirit of God, it's going to be a while, not a long while, but a short while, it's going to cease to be in many areas. I say it's vacating very fast. And I say people cannot write out endorsements on something where there is no backing. And I say, this nation is doing that. And I say, many people try to do that, but it makes you to be the ones in bondage. This world, this church, and this country is going to be in big bondage when they cannot reply, paying the way. In lifetime, every man, individual, from the time that you get out of the crib, in lifehood, you're providing for yourself. That's the way. That's the human way. But that human way is going to stop also. There's going to be a lot of starvation, a lot of sickness, a lot of diseases, a lot of fear, a lot of trouble. And anxiety is going to be everywhere you look. Great troubles all around. Jacob's trouble. A day of troubles coming to pass. My people, I say, while there's time, if you'll call upon me, look to me, I will help you. But if your intentions is going the other way, I see that. Because you cannot fool me. I see your thoughts. I see what you do. I see where you're at day by day. And if my people will come out from among it and be separate, as my word says, saith the Lord, I will do great works in them. I'm going to do a mighty work for those who will serve me. I'm going to do great exploits in my people who will serve me. And they will be the head. And the people of this world is going to be the tail before that great day. Many things that was once the leaders are going to be the tails. And many of that people that have served me and have nothing, I say they're going to be the head. I'm going to touch those who will serve me. I'm going to move upon them. But I say if people cannot see the darkness that's coming in this land, I say they're fooled. And they're going to be fooled because it's coming. And I say there's an enemy that's going to come in. He's going to be very powerful. More powerful than you can understand. He's going to kill, destroy, and steal. He'll lie. He'll cheat. It will be no more fun, my people. Now you can have fun. You do have fun. That's your problem. Everything is for having a good time. In a while, in a little over a short time, that's going to be taken away. And I say it's going to be troubles. It's going to be exhausting troubles. Troubles on troubles on troubles. Full of plagues, divers temptations, these troubles that hit this place. But I say, now it has a hope. That hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll call upon Lord Jesus Christ, He will fill you and forgive you and give you a new start, give you new strength. And if there's time, He'll give you the Holy Ghost. He does those things and He can help you. But I say, none other can provide for you. None, there is no other that can provide for you. Only I can provide for you. I say you cannot provide in yourself. You're going to be disturbed. You're going to faint. But if you come to me, I will make you strong. And I'll make you capable. And I'll make you lovable. And the peace, my peace shall be upon you. My strength will be in thy being. Look to me and I shall encourage thee. For I say, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. My people, be ready, saith the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. Bless you. God bless you, everybody, Father. I'm speechless now. God bless all of them.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm sure glad Brother Freedom came over today to the living room because God had a message for us. And you better listen to this several times. It's life. It's life. Amen. Thank you for joining us.